Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In the Aliyah of Parashat Shemot and Aliyah of Sheni, we read about how Moshe Rabbeinu is put in some kind of little vessel and sent into the Suf, Asfat HaYaor. And it tells us how Bat Paro goes down to the river, goes down to the Nile, ותרא את התיבה בתוך הסוף ותשלח את אמתה ותיקחיה. What's the pshat of the pasuk? She sends her ama. What's an ama? Her servant. She sends her servant. She's a bat paro. She's a princess. Obviously, she's not going to get her hands dirty. She sends her maid to go see what's going on in the bushes there. What's that weird thing that's floating down the river? However, Rashi points out a drasha. Rashi mentions that perhaps we can make a drasha that the word ama in Hebrew also means an arm. And the Midrash says that she sends out her arm to reach for the teva. Obviously, the teva is far away, and there's no way that she can reach the teva with her arm stretched out, and therefore the Midrash tells us that, like Mr. Gadget, some miracle occurred. You know Mr. Gadget is? Okay. I don't exactly, but I think that that's what it is. Nishtarva amata amot harbe. Her ama, her arm, stretched out and was able to reach the teva. Now, Rosh Hashiva Rav Drukman asked a very simple question. According to this Midrash, what was Bat Paro thinking? When she stretched out her arm, she knew that there's no way in the world that she's going to reach this teva. So why stretch out your hand? And the answer, of course, is that in this world, we have to do our bit. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it does the rest. Sometimes when we stand in situations in which we realize we can't necessarily do everything, it doesn't take away our responsibility to do whatever we can. Hame'at shanachnu yicholim. Whatever we can do, we should do. The rest, we leave up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that message, I think, is a very nice message from this little Rashi, from this little Midrash. Habat Paro, she tried her best. What we call, we took the Tata. She did something down here. Kadosh Baruch Hu up there, he already continues the rest with Siyata Dishmaya. Boker Tov, Yom Tov.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.